Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I've got a story about living up in Evansville, Indiana. I've told one before, a couple of them actually. I worked for an athletic club. I won't name the club, but I worked there for 28 years. And I used to work third shift. I cleaned the whole building on third shift. So I was there after 10 o'clock at night till probably like 6:30 in the morning. And then, you know, people used to ask me, how do you do that? How do you clean third shift? And there's nobody in the building but you, and you don't let your mind wander and think that there's spookies anywhere around, you know, jumping at every noise. And I told them, I said, well, you just get used to it after a while. You don't pay attention. You just get out of your system. But anyway, we had a lot of events that used to take place at that place, you know, like tennis tournaments, racquetball tournaments. We had some groups that would rent out the place at night on New Year's Eve, or, you know, and the kids would come in and have a little stayover deal at night, you know, like a lock-in. The one time, I guess, there was a lock-in, and some of the kids were sleeping in the, what we call the kids' club area, nursery area. And one of the kids had brought a Ouija board, apparently. I had no idea, because I wasn't there at the time. But I was told later on that these two, this brother and sister, brought a Ouija board in, and they were using it in the nursery. So, that explains a lot for what I'm about to tell you. Not only I, but several of the workers that had to be there late at night would complain and say they were hearing things. You know, we'd hear whispering voices, things shutting, closing, that shouldn't have been closing and shutting. Now, there was an ice machine. So there was a lot of stuff that I got to where my ear was attuned to the ice machine. So if the ice machine made a noise and dropped the little device, I knew what that was. But we had a lot of doors, and we had a lot of stuff go on. We had a lot of people hearing stuff, like voices. One night I was in there, it was on Saturday morning. It was probably around like 4 in the morning or something, and I had been on the indoor tennis courts. There were 4 indoor tennis courts inside, and I used to have to go around. We had those little igloo coolers, one to each tennis court. And we had, like those little caddies for trash and whatnot. And one of my duties was to go around at night and collect all the trash up and put new, fresh water and ice in each one of the coolers. So I was out there doing it like probably 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And something had upset me. I think somebody from the shift hadn't done something that they should have done, which happened quite a bit. And I wasn't feeling too happy about it. So I come through there and I was just in the tennis court and just cussing up a storm, I think, that day. And all of a sudden there was, you have to understand, there's nothing in there. There's no one but me. There are no TVs, no nothing, no noise, no radio, nothing. So you can just deduct all that possibility, right? So I'm in there getting pissed off and shouting and screaming. And all of a sudden, after I calmed down, I heard this voice say, it was a female voice, and she said, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "Holy shit, what is that?" I'm like, the hair on the back of my neck raised up, and needless to say, I went into fight or flight mode, and I went through the whole building looking everywhere to make sure there was no shenanigans going on in that place. There was no one but me in there, and there was no one there. Nothing, nobody, no how. So, it was, you couldn't explain that away. It was very audible, and it sounded like it was coming from a part of the tennis court, but there was nobody there. And I heard it, and it's a female, and she said, "What are you talking about?" I thought, hello? So I went through the round of, hello? Hello, is anybody there? Hello? Nobody there. So that was one of the situations, and, I felt really odd. Now, I've been working a long time, third shift, and it never bothered me. But somewhere after the Ouija board incident, I guess, is all of this stuff started happening. You go through to the fitness center to shut lights off, and you hear whispering, like people talking to each other. So, you hear little audible voices. And then, I always got a creepy vibe going into the, when I had to clean the carpets. If I had to go in there and clean the carpet at night with the carpet machine, especially when I went into the nursery, this is before I found out about the Ouija board incident. I noticed I was getting a creep because then I'm a little sensitive. I won't say I'm big time sensitive, but I'm a little sensitive. And my problem was I used a Ouija board when I was younger, in my 20s, and that was an idiotic thing to do, and I got obsessed with it, and that's a whole different story. So I had some past situations going on there, but I was always sensitive anywhere I go to anything that happens, it comes out at me. So I kept feeling this weird vibe in the nursery. And I couldn't figure out why I was getting this weird vibe. It was like a creepy vibe. I didn't want to be in there very long to do anything. And I sure to hell want all the lights on for some reason. And I wasn't like that kind of person, I didn't care if I was in the light or darkness. But I'd be in there and I wanted to get my work done as quick as I could and get the hell out of that spot. I don't know. And then I found out about the Ouija board incident with the kids. But these are little incidents that happen, and one night I was working on the whirlpools. I had to clean the whirlpools every, like, on a rotating shift at the time, at night. And I had just drained everything out, scrubbed everything out, cleaned the filters. And I was putting the water back in, running the water back into the system, going to pull up. And I heard, now I know that spirits will, if I understand right, will take energy, ambient energy, anything they can to manifest in some way. I really believe it was taking the sound from the trickling of the water. Now, that if you think about it, that's kind of an energy in itself. It's a little bit of an energy. But they can use this sound to build on, with vocally. Well, I was in there doing something else while it was filling up. And as I was concentrating doing my business, I heard this man say, "You dirty son of a bitch." It came out. You can imagine, I'm like, and I'd gone through some stuff about, you know, in that building at this time, and I told this, whoever it was, I said, "Listen here, I put up with enough shit with everybody else that works here. I'm not going to take yours." That's exactly what I said, and I didn't hear anything else after that. It was funny, you know. I don't know what that was about. Well, that was one of the little things that happened, and we'd see things moving in there that shouldn't have been moving once in a while, and you'd hear doors opening that shouldn't have been open, you know. I even saw a door open in front of me one time, and it wasn't anything to do with the heating and air conditioning either. So there was all kinds of stuff, and eventually I just got used to it, and they never hurt me or troubled me at all. I never got any bother from them. I hear someone talk once in a while, and even heard one being nice to me one time and telling me that the whirlpool was overflowing. I was actually down the hallway, and I heard a woman's voice telling me, "Your whirlpool is overflowing." And literally, I ran, oh crap, I ran all the way down there, and sure enough, it was starting to overflow. You know, I'd forgotten to shut the water off. I had a timer, and my timer wasn't working that day. So I went down there, shut everything off, and had to mop everything up. Of course, we have drains, floor drains today. But I just thought I'd share some of those little things that happened at the club. I'll probably have more stories to tell you about this. The spooks at the club, the ghosts at the club. Y'all have a great day now, okay? Love your show. Keep it up. Bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.
This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Suite 305 with Lele Pons is brought to you by Duracell. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but the fun kind. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, somebody's blasting music in the kitchen, and suddenly everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep my Duracell batteries stocked. They keep for 12 years in storage, so you know they're really good whenever you need them. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. The Messi level power for all your everyday devices. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance. So whether you're hosting the whole crew or just trying to survive the halftime chaos, power your devices with the battery brand trusted for all of it, Duracell. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in the store at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenics.